Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
No proper rejoiner for what we got going on this week. Dilo and Kyle will be with you for the next 2 days from 10 to 2 as we gear up for the holidays. Let KC and James Hamm enjoy some time away. And I'm sure James had an extra late night at the Golden One Center, so he's enjoying sleeping in today. But hopefully those guys are tapped in. For you that are tapped in, man, we greatly appreciate you. If you started your travel, if you're doing your last minute shopping, cooking, or if you're at work, salute. There's actually far more people here today than I expected them to be.
Man, I thought
it was gonna be empty today.
I was shocked when I walked in and I saw people in the sales pit.
Yeah,
like, y'all, why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, Bill, salute. Expect Bill to be here.
Yeah, Bill always going to work.
Mark.
Miller, too.
Mark lives here.
He does.
Our promotions director.
He does, yeah.
But everybody, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be dead. I baked. Yesterday, we did baking day at my parents' house,
mm-hmm.
where we all, that's not a euphemism. We literally baked goods.
Oh, because with you, yeah, like, right. no one might be able to.
It's touch and go.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So we made baked goods and had football on all day. It was electric. Got to spend time with the family. Grandma was there. It was awesome. I made something called a Snickerdoodle cheesecake bar.
Okay.
I'm going to bring some in. Now that I know there's people here, I'm going to bring some in.
Okay. Well, I would not expect this turnout tomorrow.
Tomorrow it's going to be me, you, Dame.
Yeah, and probably
for us,
me,
then.
Dame.
More for us, then.
Yeah, I would not expect this turnout tomorrow. I think there are people here wrapping up business day. And here's the thing about Kyle Madsen. Kyle Madsen can do desserts.
I can bake.
Like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I can cook.
Yeah.
Can't bake.
Facts.
Cannot bake.
You want to open a restaurant?
You'll bake, I'll cook?
Yeah.
What do we call it?
Oof.
We'll work through it.
Okay.
Yeah, work through it. I'm down.
Call it bake and cook.
Bake and cook. Bake and cook.
Cook and bake.
Cook and bake.
Okay. All right, we might have something.
I need 10%.
We could call it tuxedo. Black and white.
Okay.
All right, you got any sports you want to talk about? Jeez.
Ebony and Ivory just playing on a loop for the whole whole time. Just like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, just as many records of a black artist and a white artist we can think of playing on a loop.
Yeah, it's easy. We got a theme and everything.
Unpopular take. I think Say 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 goes harder than The Girl Is Mine.
Okay.
I'll let people think about that.
Okay.
You two were like, we were talking about the Bears,
mm-hmm.
and it really the crazy ending to the Lions-Steelers game and what that meant for the 49ers who take on the Indianapolis Colts tonight and the Chicago Bears as well. Both locked in playoff spots, which is great because the 49ers and the Bears, they're going to play each other next week on Sunday Night Football in a game that's going to have massive implications for them, for the Seahawks, and for the Los Angeles Rams as well. But Jesse said something about the Bears and how they're probably going to be really good next year, how everything has come together, because we were talking about how everything has kind of come together for them in the season. And admittedly, I kind of left you out to dry right there because the conversation had gone in multiple directions. I cannot figure Chicago out. I do not like Caleb has had a solid season. He has some accuracy issues, but he has made some big time plays this year. But like, I couldn't encapsulate the Bears as something. I don't know how to describe them. I don't know why they're winning the way that they are. I know they're fighting in games. I know Caleb is making big plays. I know they're getting, you know, the ball to go their way a couple of times. Like, those are all really good things. You also brought up, you know, looking at their record and the close games that they have. You brought up Kansas City last year. And it made me think of, you know, a team that we didn't really discuss in that Steelers-Lions thing, and it's the Lions. The Lions were next.
Boy, were they.
They were the it team, and Dan Campbell was the it coach, the quirky guy who makes the fourth quarter calls and fourth down calls, excuse me, and everybody was going back to the biting kneecaps and the crazy press conference that he had when he was introduced as the head coach. And it just goes to show you how quickly this league can come at you.
Yeah.
This isn't the NBA where you're looking to establish yourself for like years to come. Mm-hmm. Like, no one believes Oklahoma City is going to be bad anytime soon.
Correct.
I wasn't sure that Detroit would be establishing themselves as a perennial contender. It looks like that's what they're doing, at least a perennial playoff team. You have Boston without Jason Tatum running near the top of the conference. You have, teams that you know, Houston that have these solidified futures. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about a window opening for them, you're talking about a window that's generally 2 to 5 years if things really go well for you. You're probably talking more in the range of 3 to 5 years if things go well for you. I think sometimes we think that's how the NFL works, and it's not.
Not at all.
The NFL comes at you so quick. Like, we look back to last year. The Lions were next. They had lost in the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. Things didn't go their way. It's like, all right, they're going to be able to, like, this is a really, really good football team that's just brilliantly coached. But then they get an injury, a season-ending one. And then another one. And then another one.
Yeah.
And then by the time the playoffs get here, like, their starting defense is gone.
Yeah, that's what that happened to them last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then again this year.
And then that's where I'm going. It's like, okay, well, we're going to regroup, and they're going to have all of those guys back. But then you get a couple of more injuries, and it kind of happens to you again. Mm-hmm. And now I look at Detroit like, now I have no clue what they're going to be moving forward. None. Because when you start taking 3 years, it's a different discussion, and we'll get to them in a bit. But it's like a different discussion about the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just keep taking years off of Brock Bowers. I just don't want to keep taking years off of Ashton Jeanty. Get Max Crosby out of there, because he's going to be useless the next time your team is competent. Find some draft picks. Find something that you could get in return to help your football team in the timeline that your football team is on.
Mm.
But the you know, Jared Goff he's like an older quarterback now. And I know quarterbacks ages run longer.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a veteran quarterback who's been in the league for a long time at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, is there window closing? You know, we talk about the Bears. Like, things went really well for the Bears this year. To go back to Kyle's Kansas City comp, well, what if they don't next year? What if they don't get those onside kicks?
Mm-hmm.
What if Caleb Williams' accuracy improves, but those big plays that he made, what if he doesn't make them next year?
Right.
All of a sudden, you have this team that is fighting for the one seed this year, fighting for a wild card spot next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is just the nature of this particular league sometimes, is you have to look at a season within a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's why we do the four in, four out exercise every year.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you're telling me the Baltimore Ravens aren't going to make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not.
Right.
Like they are. I mean, right. I don't think they're officially eliminated yet, but no, they're probably, in fact, not.
Right.
And you wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is not playing in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the year. And it's just, it just, things happen quick and mm-hmm. you don't anticipate them. It's the schedule exercise. Well, they're playing it's worked out pretty well for the San Francisco 49ers in some regard, but I don't think anybody expected, I didn't, when the season started, this Indianapolis Colts game to make mean a big deal.
No, totally.
Now, it's changed over the last 3 weeks or so, mm-hmm. but I still believe this is a really, really desperate football team who's going to do everything they can to win this football game
tonight. And they run the hell out of the ball, and the 49ers can't stop the run.
And they're playing for something.
Yep.
Like, they still, yep. the poor Colts, they needed, like, one of three things to go their way yesterday. None of them did.
Ugh.
Like, none.
That's brutal.
So they have to win mm-hmm. and then pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray again. They were praying yesterday. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. They got to win and pray again. Like they're still fighting for something. It's just the National Football League moves so fast.
Yeah.
That just as the Lions did, the Bears could be having this incredible season, and then they're an 8-9 football team next year.
I think that's one of the best things about the NFL. It's the fact the Colts are still in the playoff hunt. It's the fact it looks like the Panthers are going to win their division.
Oh, sorry, Zabo, that hurts.
I
like the Bucks.
But to that point, the Bucks are a great example of what I'm talking about. It feels like, just because of the nature of football, this isn't necessarily a complaint unless you want to talk about the 17 game schedule. But it feels like so much of NFL parity is just relying on injury. Like, there are so many things that just hang in the balance because, oh man, all right, well, that team has three guys hurt on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their season's just kind of over now. And you can battle and you can fight and all that jazz, but in the NBA, yeah, there's going to be your devastating injuries. Your Jason Tatum, your Domantas Sabonis, if you want to go there. Your Tyrese Haliburton. Like, those are going to happen, and that's just sports. But it feels like in the NFL every year, it's just, all right, whatever team had the least amount of injuries is going to win the Super Bowl. And I don't know if that's good. Like, parity is great. Every year, the fact that Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, all not going to be in the playoffs. They all also dealt with or are dealing with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar hasn't been healthy all year. Patrick Mahomes is out for at least probably part of next season, right?
I would think so, yeah.
You think so? Like,
yeah,
he,
I would think so.
Joe Burrow missed a bunch of time with that toe injury. Like, it just, I agree that in the NFL, it happens fast, especially because it's four-year rookie contracts and there's a lot of player movement and you find the right quarterback, it kind of changes your team. And I think part of the reason for what you're talking about, though, is almost entirely injury-related. And I think that kind of sucks. Like, there's nothing the Bucks are a great example.
Yeah,
Mike Evans hurt, yeah. Emeka Ibuka missed some time, Bucky Irving missed a bunch of time, another offensive line is super beat up.
Baker's what are you supposed banged up.
Yeah, like, what are you supposed to do? That's not, there's no merit to this. Like, it's just luck of the draw on the injury front.
Well, that, but also, I guess, maybe gives a runway for, like, Drake May, who could very well come out of this postseason being elite. Like,
yeah,
the
Bo for sure.
Nix is like the mm-hmm. Caleb Williams, like, now there's an opportunity for them where it's like, that, yeah, they could kind of make their stamp.
Trevor Lawrence.
Here, yeah, maybe. I mean, we were talking about how he kind of stunk it up in the beginning of the season. Now they might win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, like that's another conversation to have, man. Is the, the Bears with that big victory. The Jaguars, they beat the crap out of them.
That was not a good game
at all.
That was we were locked in on that. I was like, hey, we got to get that Jags-Broncos game up on the TV right now. We had the quad box, but I'm like, sound on that game. Halfway through the third quarter, is like, Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that offense didn't have much trouble with Denver's defense at all.
They just beat their ass. It was crazy.
And I mean, in good for Trevor Lawrence. Like,
absolutely,
that's what,
man.
I think Jesse and I have been really critical. That's what we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be that guy. And overall, like, Trevor Lawrence has had, you know, a pretty solid season. And it's like, I'll ask you the question. I'll ask everybody the question. Who had a bigger statement win? The Bears and what they did on Saturday against Green Bay, or the Jacksonville Jaguars and what they did yesterday against Denver?
For me, the Jags, because I believed in the Bears agree. A little bit more than I did the Jags already.
I also think the Jags, the Bears found a way, and this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. The Bears found a way to pull out a win. They took a loss and made it look like, or turned it into a win. And again, credit for that.
Not a negative.
But they got a late touchdown, and then Romeo Dubs, a wide receiver, forgot how to catch a ball on an onside kick, and the Bears got life. And again, they had to tie the game, and then they had to get the ball in overtime, and Caleb Williams threw a dot to win it. Like, they made the plays. Credit. But when you talk about statement wins, like, that's a great win for the Bears. Salute. Like, they needed it, they got it, and they figured out a way to do it. The Jags just beat that ass on the road.
Well, yeah, like, looking at it too, like, coming out of that Bears-Packers game, it's like, oh yeah, the Bears are good, but are we like, oh yeah, the Bears can win a Super Bowl?
No, not
do you think do you think they can make it out the NFC? Like, are you could like convinced, like, yeah, I can buy them coming out the NFC?
I'm not sold on one single team in either conference. If you said right now the Bears are going to the Super Bowl, great. Like, sure, I can see, like, 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, man,
that's a good performance from a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this, you know, offensive guru as your head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, can I see it? Absolutely.
But I felt that way about the Bears going into that game. I thought the Bears could go to the Super Bowl because of what you just said.
Okay.
Like, man, they run the hell out of the ball. Their defense turns the ball, creates turnovers like crazy. Caleb Williams looks like he's ascending. Like, that's a pretty good recipe. My mind didn't change at all. I don't feel more or less strongly about the Bears than I did going into that game. I was not taking the Jaguars seriously. They beat Arizona in overtime and Trevor Lawrence threw 3 picks. Yeah. They beat Tennessee. They beat Indianapolis. They beat the hell out of the Jets. It's like, all right, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is playing great, but, like, let's see it. Then they go on the road to Denver and they don't just win. It wasn't like, oh man, they got a late interception and then then a punt return and then a weird 2-point conversion and they pulled out a win. Good for that. They dominated that game. And that's a team that we've been talking about in Denver that we're like, hey, that might just be the best team in the AFC.
Mm.
And the Jags just stuffed him in a locker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bigger statement for me because I now believe the Jags can come out of the AFC in a way I didn't think going into that game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's unanimous, at least on this side, that the Jacksonville Jaguars had the more emphatic victory. You referenced the Jaguars at Arizona, that overtime win. It was a win. It was their second in a row that they won 27-24, but that was the game where Trevor Lawrence threw 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. It's why that game was as close as it was.
And lost a fumble.
Since then, that game was November 23rd. Since then, they've played Tennessee, Indianapolis, the New York Jets, and the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, that 3-touchdown, 3-interception game, Trevor Lawrence has thrown 12 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
With 2 rushing touchdowns. 14 total touchdowns, no turnovers.
None.
In 4 games.
That's big time.
And he's playing.
That's big time.
And the stats matter, but just the eye test.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, the big problem for me with Trevor Lawrence is always like, man, that guy is crazy talented. But 3 to 5 times a game when you watch me, go, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing? And he just hasn't. It just hasn't been there. And I super expected that Trevor Lawrence to come out yesterday. And nope. Just went and beat the Broncos by 2 touchdowns in Denver.
Is this a Liam Cohen thing?
I think there's something to it.
Can I be? Go ahead. You finish what you say because you probably have a real thing to say.
No, I was just going to trash Urban Meyer.
Oh, I was going to trash. No, go ahead.
We can all go around the room real quick.
I was going to trash the organization. Like, mm-hmm. You have been a horribly run franchise for years, and now you've brought in some stability.
Mm-hmm.
You've brought in a coach that you are locked in on that is in lockstep with your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You didn't bring in a coach who was trying to change your quarterback. You felt like you had a franchise quarterback. You brought in a coach that fits your franchise quarterback, mm-hmm. and you've allowed those two to build together. Mm-hmm. There's something for that rather than going for a flashy name mm-hmm. or you know, credit to Liam Cohen for taking the job. Like, it's not an appealing job. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is now, but unless you believed in Trevor Lawrence, unless you saw what he had, that's not an appealing job.
Well, and remember, he initially turned the job down. He did not want to go there. And then they went, what do we need? And then he said, if you fire Trent Baalke, I'll be there. And they went, cool. And then they fired Trent Baalke, and then he went back and took the job. Mm. That's the only reason Robert Saleh is the 49ers defensive coordinator right now.
Right.
Like you said, that was not, right. but I mean, credit to Liam Cohen. He's done a great job. I need them to lose. He does this thing in press conferences. This is so irrational.
No, don't do that.
No, this is so irrational. You're a hater. No, this is irrational. No, I am. I'm 100% hating. That's why I wanted Damian to say his thing first, because mine's an irrational hating thing.
That's okay.
He does this like smirking thing when he's in his press conferences. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I guess everybody's picking against us anyway. I just, oof.
He's talking like a 1940s comedian or something.
Yeah, Sean Payton called him small market going in. He had the last say at the end.
Yeah, I know. It's the way he does it. Like, bro, just say it.
Is it Nick Sirianni-ish?
Yeah, no, I no? don't. I have a visceral reaction to Nick Sirianni's face.
Yeah, he's annoying for everyone.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's just this like thing with Lee, like, Yeah, we're small market. I guess we're a small market team, but everyone's picking against us, right? Like, yeah, man, Denver's pretty good. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's crazy that people thought you were going to lose on the road. I don't know. He does that a lot.
That with Robert Saleh, right?
It bothers me. What?
He did the same thing with Robert Saleh, right? Well, not necessarily post-game, but they had a little moment or thing, right?
Yeah. But that I got, like, that I actually understood. Because Saleh did come on and he's like, yeah, and I get what Saleh was trying to say. Like, yeah, they steal signs and they're really good at it. I get why that feels like a shot. So I understand it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. There's just the way he carries himself bothers me.
Understood.
Maybe it started when he said Duval weird.
That is 100% what it is. Yeah. I just can't get that out of my head. I got the ick.
Oh, the ick. Don't want that.
I hate Liam Cohen.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Adam Gase gave the ick in his first press conference.
Ugh. Liam Cohen's a good coach, though. He's doing a great job.
He is. So we are ready to reference the Jaguars as Super Bowl contenders.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
We are not ready to reference the Chicago Bears as Super Bowl contenders.
They can be there, but they're last in line.
I have a tier system for this, you know.
Oh,
well, tomorrow is Tuesday, but it's
If I had to put my money on a team to make a run, and it's irrational because the Bears have been the better team. But like, if I had to pick one between the 49ers and the Bears, I'd pick the 49ers to make a run in the postseason compared to the Bears.
Ooh.
I think the Bears are just. I think it's just. I'm not ready to buy in because like it's their first year. I don't know if I'm ready to trust it yet. Whereas, like, the 49ers have dealt with injury. They're not really, I don't think they're that strong, but they've been around. Brock Purdy's been in these moments. Kyle Shanahan's one of the best coaches in the league. Like I said, it's a little irrational, but. I'd go with the 49ers right now. I guess we're comparing things and just where I'm at with the Bears. Like, I like the Bears, but just I can't trust it yet, I guess.
Kenny's not here, but Jesse's doing a hell of a job of a Kenny Caraway moment where he's Kyle's thinking.
It's a take. Kyle's thinking.
He's tricking off a 15-minute segment in the final 3 minutes of a.
No, that's kind of why I'm vamping and thinking. What do we got? 2.5 minutes? No.
So about this forward progress.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that? There's Chargers, by the way. What's 7 of 8?
So there's a team I'm not buying.
That
is a team I can't get behind. At all. I know there's Chargers fans in the chat. I don't know why, but there are. Salute. I don't at all.
We have Chargers fans in the chat?
Yeah.
Wow, the only Charger fans in America listen to us?
Shout out Ash. And,
I think Young Sab.
Yeah, Young Sab. Yeah.
There's literally tens of you guys. Salute.
Yeah.
No.
I won't go that far.
But I think the we can get into this more coming up, but I don't think there's a. I think it.
Yeah, that's you and me. I did not see the what was that 145 segment or 130 segment later.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, we can talk about it. I have a lot of thought. I have to. I'm not even doing this for the sake of the radio. I legitimately have to think about that. Because my thing is always somebody gives you $1,000 and you have to bet it on one of these two things. I'm not sure. And I need to have an answer because that's the goal of these programs that we do. And I don't have one right now.
Oh, we're not always going to have answers because it's to always, these questions, man.
Yeah, but it's always, but I think the argument against the Bears is, oh, they've not been there before. But I think the Bears have the players in a way the 49ers don't right now.
Okay.
Because of the state of their roster. But the coaching staff has been there before. The players have been there before. And I think that's an interesting comparison.
Do we trust Caleb Williams' accuracy yet?
I just trust Caleb Williams as a playmaker.
You do?
He's making the play.
He's kind of what Josh Allen was his first couple of years right now to me. Where like he showed flashes, he had issues with the accuracy, but you'll probably see it, like I said, next year, the year after that. I don't know if I'm willing to say like, yeah, he can go through the postseason just without making a mistake, I guess.
We'll come back. We'll attempt to answer the who's more dangerous in the postseason question between the 49ers and the Bears. And I actually hate doing that because the 49ers have a football game they have to worry about tonight. But regardless, win or lose, the 49ers and the Bears are already in the postseason. We'll come back. We'll shift our attention back to the Kings. We'll look at some other things that happened in the NBA. It's CeeLo and Kyle Madsen with some special holiday programming here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
20. Just a couple of days before Christmas here. We thank you for spending part of your holiday week here. Myself and Kyle will be with you today and tomorrow from 10 to 2 every day. We know that's a slight adjustment to your normal ESPN 1320 program, but we wanted to try to maximize a way where everybody could get a little time away before we head into January with what will be a very busy stretch with the San Francisco 49ers now in the playoffs, the Super Bowl taking place in Santa Clara, and, you know, we'll be that much closer to the NBA trade deadline and the constant flux that the Sacramento Kings seem to be in. Great win for the Sacramento Kings last night. Said on Friday after that just brutal loss to the Portland Trailblazers, it's I always will root for the Kings to win. Like, it's just hard for me to, and I understand, you know, the lottery, and I understand draft odds, and I promise you none of that is lost on me. I would just prefer to watch this basketball team win. I would prefer to talk about this team winning and the positives that they're doing amounting to wins rather than discussing loss after loss after loss after loss. This has been a really difficult season to cover because there's just not anything to feel positive about, and I don't think Kings fans will really truly be excited until trades are made.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we return on January 5th, we'll be about a month away from the trade deadline. We'll be, I'm going to point it out, I feel like I have to, we'll be 10 days away from Jonathan Kuminga's trade eligibility, which is something that just has to continue to be watched, both in Sacramento, in the Bay Area, and across the league. And, yeah, it's just it's an interesting time. It's going to be an interesting few months for sure.
When you say people will be excited about trades, do you think the excitement will be anticipating the return? Or will the excitement be just that they did something and got themselves further away from the present mess?
I think the second thing.
I think
I can't see a situation where Scott Perry executes a deal for the likes of Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan or DeMontis Sabonis for that matter. And I think it's incredibly naive to think all three of those guys are going to be traded. I'd actually be floored if two of them were traded. I'm fully expecting DeMar DeRozan to be traded because I do think there's a number of teams around the league who would love to have him. My perspective on Zach LaVine has changed a little bit because Zach LaVine strikes me as a desperate acquisition from a desperate team. And there's more than one desperate team out there. Milwaukee being the most desperate. Milwaukee is attempting to buy diamond jewelry for a girl who has very openly said, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
And you want to throw a diamond necklace on them. And no, don't go. You're going to throw what resources you have to make that person stay. Giannis Antetokounmpo does not want to play for your franchise anymore. But if you want to fight it out, you want to give it one more go, hey, salute. If Zach LaVine is your answer, salute. If Toronto is in on Anthony Davis and they can't pull that deal off and they want to land DeMontis Sabonis as the backup, terrific. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Do what you got to do.
Do you think the Bucks know that Giannis is out of there?
Yes.
But they also just know that they're not going to get any kind of trade compensation for him that's going to make the trade justifiable. And so they're going to bury their franchise in an effort to try and maximize him being there? Because that's what this feels like. This feels like, because you hear, oh, they're not even taking calls right now. It's like, well,
Why wouldn't you be able to get maximum compensation for him?
Because I think they believe maximum compensation for a guy like Giannis would be Chet Holmgren and a bunch of
when you ask out, that's not how this works.
No, I understand that. I understand.
That's not that, like, I don't believe Milwaukee thinks like that because that's completely unrealistic.
Okay,
that doesn't
happen. Then why are they reportedly not taking calls on him?
Well, because I think the other thing that you said is accurate. They might not try to execute. Yes. They might not try to execute the trade during the season.
Mm-hmm.
They'll throw everything they can at trying to win with him one last time with the chance to say, look, was that enough? Am I enough for you yet? And mm-hmm. when he inevitably says, no, mm-hmm. you're not, or his agent says, no, right. you're not, then you take those trades. You know, I think the idea that a number of people have shared from insiders, our man Eddie Gonzalez has said it to us repeatedly, that it probably, the market could open up a little bit if you wait till the offseason. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like if you're able to execute it in the next month and a half, that opens the market a little bit, because you have teams that'll go, like, I understand you want to do right by Giannis, but you better do right by your fan base and your franchise also. Right, you better do right by your season ticket holders. And if there's a team that steps in and goes, no, it's okay. Don't worry. You don't want to sign a contract? It's fine. We're going to spend the next two seasons trying to make you want to sign a contract here. Mm-hmm. But we have this deal on the table that we believe puts you in our uniform and helps us win a championship mm-hmm. right now. What? And if you can walk away from that, like, great. But mm-hmm. that's what we're going to do.
Do we have an idea of who that team could be right now? Because if I'm the Spurs, I'm not doing that. And like the Knicks, I always thought the Cat thing, or I mean Bridges or whoever on that team, kind of was entertaining. But right now the Knicks are playing good basketball. You probably don't want to mess with that too much. You're only two games out of the one seed. Like those are I feel like the top two teams. Like who else I think could pull off what the Bucks want for Giannis?
That's what I mean. Is I don't know that there's a deal out there. Like the Heat would love to have Giannis.
You want Tyler Hero?
Miami would love to have Giannis. But is Tyler Hero and some picks moving the needle for Milwaukee? No.
Tyler Hero and Kelo Ware?
I don't think they would trade Kelo Ware.
But I think the talent doesn't matter. The picks is what does. Mm-hmm. So I would analyze Miami's draft capital to figure out, do they own picks that aren't theirs? Do they have a bad team's picks? Mm-hmm. Do they have a pick swap that we could take? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think is most vital to their next step post Giannis. I think Miami is actually a team that Giannis is interested in, at least according to the reports, at least certainly mm-hmm. the city seems to be. So that's not one that I would throw into this equation, but one that I would is Minnesota.
Hmm.
If Minnesota could look at it like, no, it's fine. We've come up short. We've come up short. We want you with Anthony Edwards. That's what we want to do. And we're going to give up everything we have to in an effort to win a title this year and next year. And we have to compete now with Oklahoma City, and we have to get ahead of San Antonio. And you're the one who can help us do both of those things.
So Minnesota has... God, the NBA needs to fix this. Can I read you the paragraph about Minnesota's first round pick this year?
Oh gosh, please do.
You ready?
Please do.
San Antonio will receive the more favorable of its 2026 first round pick and Atlanta's 2026 first round pick. Utah will receive the most favorable of its 2026 first round pick, protected for selections 9-30. Minnesota's first round pick and Cleveland's 2026 first round pick. Minnesota will receive the less favorable of its pick and the Utah pick if conveyable. So Minnesota may or may not have its 2026 pick to deal.
So when Shams Charania started tweeting that stuff last week about change it, this is what he's talking about.
Right. I should.
This is the stuff that has to stop.
You shouldn't need a master's degree to figure out whether a team can trade its draft pick. That's not fun. That doesn't do anything for anyone. 2030 is the same deal. San Antonio will receive the most slash more favorable of its 2030. I don't know what the difference is there. The most slash more favorable of its 2030 first round pick, Dallas's 2030 first round pick, and Minnesota's 2030 first round pick, protected for selection 1.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Great.
Minnesota's great, sure.
That's a particularly confusing website, too, because they lay out all of, like, the different...
Every scenario.
And it's like, huh? What? What does...
What?
What does...
What did you say?
Giannis do for Phoenix? Does Giannis
in the finals?
Push Phoenix up into the upper echelon of the Western Conference?
Does Phoenix have any picks?
That's a good question. I actually don't know.
I don't think Phoenix has any picks.
Well, but let's just hypothetically. Kevin Durant, so you had to have acquired some, but you also traded a lot.
Maybe,
in fact, you don't, because I think there's a... Well, Bradley Beal wasn't... What was Brad... You bought... Did you trade for Brad? I can't remember how they must have. They must have traded for Brad, but I can't remember what that looked like.
Somehow, the Suns' draft picks are harder to figure out.
Great. Don't even bother, man. Forget it. Giannis, just stay in Milwaukee forever. Stay in Milwaukee forever.
No, the Suns have some picks. So, Book with Giannis... I mean, that's also a lot of money moving around. So it's not.
Yeah, because I don't know who the primary contract would be behind that, because I don't think I'd be keen to giving up Dylan Brooks. So
right.
I assume it's Jalen Green.
Right, I guess, which gets you part of the way there.
Mm-hmm.
But you need either a lot of contracts or a couple of big contracts to make this deal work. Or a third team. But I think it's just one of those things that it's such a difficult deal to pull off. Because of the dollar values, it feels like a high dollar player is going to have to go out the door, and not Zach LaVine high dollar. Mm-hmm. Like a $50, $60 million player is going to have to go out the door. And that's usually a good player that team wants to keep to build around with Giannis. So I don't. It feels like all of these deals that have been laid out, and all these different trade machines you've seen, and these hypotheticals, it feels like Giannis is being traded to a team that's giving up a bunch of stuff that is just going to make their team the Milwaukee Bucks. And you're now in the position that Milwaukee was in, and Milwaukee has all your assets.
And maybe that's why the Knicks make the most sense, But if I'm the Knicks, I don't know that I'd do that deal right now. And maybe that's where the offseason comes back into play, maybe if the Knicks fall short this year. They're like, okay, we blamed
Tom Thibodeau.
Tibbs the first time around. Let's upgrade this roster a little bit. Let's make this tweak here and see if we can't add one of the greatest players in the world to go along with Jalen Brunson, who's absolutely playing like one of the greatest players in the world right now. 47 last night, and he's the new hot term for him is the best pound for pound player in the NBA. And yeah, he is playing absolutely incredible. No Vegas hangover for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, that's what you always got to worry about with the in-season tournament.
You do.
That IST NBA Cup hangover is a bear.
It could be tough.
He's so sick. I'm sorry, just real quick. For a long time, I'm not here anymore. I've seen the light. But for a long time, I kept being like, all right, when's the shoe going to drop with Jalen Brunson? And it's just not. He's just really damn good at basketball.
I've heard rumblings, he's never said it to me, that maybe Scott Perry felt the same way. I had heard that Scott Perry was not high on Jalen Brunson at all.
And if not high on him,
which it seems like there's a specific type of player that he doesn't like. He doesn't like smaller scoring point guards.
Yeah, right.
Which, all right. That's Jalen and that's Trey.
And Malik.
Yeah. Malik, the Malik thing is so weird to me. I don't understand. I'm like Malik Monk. I'm confused. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
Like here's the thing is I would have gotten it again because when the Kings made the signings they made this offseason, I said on the insiders, I went, oh, well, all right, well, dang, it sucks for Malik because I'm kind of looking and he seems to be the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wasn't. And then he's playing well and he's bringing energy and he's just kind of doing the Malik stuff. And now they get to 6-22 or what were they? Were they 6-20 when they first had a 6-21, whatever? They got to this point of the season and it was like the third way through the season, they went, okay, now we're pulling the plug on the Malik thing. Like, what changed? I don't understand. I do believe the idea that they don't view Malik Monk as the type of player they want. Not going to play a ton of defense. Yeah, he jumps out of the gym, but not super reliable as a shooter. I don't think that's the specific player they're looking for, at least not at this moment.
I'd love to ask Scott Perry just for context to how we do this show. It would have to be a completely off the record conversation, but it could just frame our thinking a little bit. What do you like? What are you looking for specifically? Because everybody points to, well, you know, his big prize draft pick was RJ Barrett. Okay. So we want to make the Sacramento Kings up of a bunch of RJ Barretts and go like, we're good?
Right.
Like, no, like my dearest brother, what are you looking for? And I don't expect them to tell us, you know, live here on any radio show.
Sure.
But I'd love to know what type of player Scott Perry likes.
It's a little bit of a, I don't want to say a concern because I don't have enough of a track record of Scott Perry right now to feel strongly one way or the other. And I think you look at this year's draft class and you go, okay, it's a nice start. But I don't know with Scott. My worry would be what you're talking about, and if it's if they try to be too specific, instead of just getting talent in the building, this is the problem I think the 49ers have with their team building, is instead of just getting talent in the building and figuring out what makes that, how to best use that talent and utilizing it, I wonder or I worry that it's going to be one of those things like, all right, well, yeah, that guy's the most talented player on the board, but he doesn't play our style. So we're going to take a worse player that plays our style. And if that winds up hindering them in some way.
Scott, again, question number two.
I don't know that for sure. But
the hell is your style? And whose style is ours? Yours
I think,
or Doug's?
I like to think they were probably on the same page there.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting exercise.
It's very nice of you to think that. Because I don't.
If they said, I don't know. I think Doug got put in such a brutal spot that I don't know that he knows what, like we talked about last year. Oh, he's trying to fix the plane in the air. He's fixing the plane. Everybody lay off. He's fixing the plane in the air. brother, he's still fixing the plane. Or trying to. And I don't think that this is like a, all right, we're navigating to this place. I just need to fix this engine. I don't think I think there's a bunch of fires that he's trying to put out, and he doesn't know how to go about putting out those fires. And I don't know if we said, hey, what type of player are you looking for? Like, he can say, like, oh, play hard. Okay, great. But around what offensive scheme? Like, what type of offensive player do you want? What type of defensive players do you want? Do you want, like, I don't know that, and this I think is a problem. I don't know that the coaching staff, Doug, has gotten there in terms of what they're looking for.
How do we play hard? Sorry, Jesse.
I was saying, how do we assess Doug Christie this first year? Like, because a lot of it feels like...
Do you mean how, like...
Like how do we, like, oh, has he done a good job? Has he done a bad job? Is he just handcuffed where it's like, okay, we'll just wait? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, how do we even assess him?
I think about this a lot.
Has he made the most, even if it's been a turd sandwich or whatever, has he made the most out of it? Like, just, like, I don't know. Like, it feels like it's either, I don't know.
I don't think that Doug is ready to do the job they needed him to do. Or that they need him to do. Like, yeah, I don't think there's any coach in the league that would have this team anywhere near 500 right now. I want to make that very clear. The record is not Doug's fault.
Definitely not.
But I also don't think when you talk about maximizing players or developing, I don't know that there's a plan outside of a night-to-night, like, that guy's playing hard, let's put him in, or that guy's not playing hard enough, we're going to change. I don't know that there's a cohesive...
The playing hard thing is so stupid to me, though. I understand that's a characteristic you want.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, great. Hey, I swear to God, Doug, I can go out there and play hard. But I'm terrible. I'm not going to be able to stop anybody. I'm not going to be able to score.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to do anything beneficial. But Scott, Doug, I promise you, I'm going to play hard and you're going to see it. Mm-hmm. It's a catch-all for nonsense.
Correct.
It means nothing.
Yes. And it also, it's so easy to say, oh, they lost by 20. Oh, they just didn't play hard tonight. Like, or they weren't good enough. Or they weren't put in positions to succeed.
You know when a team isn't playing hard. You know when a team has lost something. A switch flipped with this basketball team. They were losing games at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They were busting their ass. They were not winning. Yep. All of those games that we were talking about, the Chicago Bears winning, mm-hmm. The Kings weren't.
They were losing those
games.
For sure.
And then something happened. It was like, you called it too. I think it was the second Oklahoma City game. I think. It's like, yeah, we might be due for a stinker. We might be due for one that goes bad. And it goes bad. And I don't think anyone thinks anything of it. And then they come back and they get their ass kicked by Minnesota. And I remember coming in the next day going, that one kind of shook me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Thunder, that's fine.
Yeah, you
get one. Like, it's whatever. By the way, Thunder suddenly lost 2 out of 3 and on fraud alert. But the Timberwolves was like, oh, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started a sea of, well, guys, Kings got their ass kicked last night. Well, Kings lost by 30. Kings lost by 40. Hey, it wasn't as bad. Kings lost by 18. Well, Kings lost by 41.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that went on for, I think, 13 days where they were just getting, and it was like, okay, I never turned a Kings game on and thought, first quarter, they're not playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're mailing it in. Never once thought that. But there would be moments in games where in the first quarter, they'd go down 15, and you could see their entire demeanor change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, no, something just happened. And then it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, now they're in, like, as we noted from some of Doug's comments over the weekend, now they're in a different philosophy where I think what you said is accurate. Like, oh no, he's playing hard. Let's ride that out. Like, Keon played really, really well in that tough loss to Portland, the 135-134 game.
Yeah.
I think he had 6 steals in that game, 30 some odd minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't light the, you know, the scoring column on fire, but like,
he was very
impactful. He hasn't played well since, and then winds up playing 9 minutes after that phantom foul at the end of half at the right before halftime. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so now he's just done? And then you put Malik in for 4 minutes You get that response from the crowd, and then he doesn't see the floor again. Now, I also understand that that team that was on the floor went on a run, and you, if you're Doug, you have to ride that out as long as possible, unless there is a situation where someone fouls out, which we saw in Maxine Reno. You rarely see overtime substitutions. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
here's 5 minutes.
Finish it. Go finish this game. And we saw Dylan Cardwell come in, who is quickly becoming a fan favorite because he is super charismatic. He's green as grass, but he's working his ass off every time he's out there on the floor. And it's like, that's a really great quality to have because you're comfortable losing games. At some point, I need Dylan Cardwell to score.
Right.
I need him to get double-digit rebounds. Mm-hmm. I need the ball to not fall off his hands. Mm-hmm. I need that. I'm thrilled that he plays hard. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled that he's charismatic. But stop using this catch-all for the type of players that you want because it doesn't make sense if they're not good basketball players.
Yeah, the they're playing hard, especially the young players specifically. Oh, love that guy because of how hard he works, how hard he plays. That works for now, but you hit the nail on the head. Like, that development that Doug is talking about has to happen in some way. Mm-hmm. You don't just get to play hard and be fun for a whole season and call it good. As an individual player, I mean.
Sure.
Like, at some point, there has to be something there. Also, Dylan Cardwell is the smartest player in the league.
Explain.
Comes in day one, immediately references, is it Quincy Acey?
Mm-hmm.
In his opening, like, press... What are you? A press scrum?
Yep.
Immediately. Oh man, this guy knows King's hoop. He goes, go. And then he does anything on the court, and he's got his hands up, and he's egging the crowd on. Yeah. Dude, he's gonna be a favorite here, whether he's good or not. People are going to call for Dylan Cardwell to play. People are going to love Dylan Cardwell. That is going to be a thing that happens forever. Mm-hmm. And that's just brilliant marketing. It's a brilliant way to maybe steal a few minutes, because the crowd loves you. Makes you harder to part ways with.
Yep.
Because, man, that's a fan favorite. Shout out to Dylan Cardwell.
Yeah, great stuff. I saw this tweet from some Stan Blazer account, right? And it's like, it's cool. Like, run your accounts, do your things. Like, we've got a ton of Kings accounts that we follow that do that stuff. But he, I assume it was a he because it was really stupid and women don't do stupid stuff like this.
Well,
clipped together a bunch of highlights of Dylan, you know, doing that thing with the crowd. Look at this. Still got their ass beat two times in a row. It's like, brother, that is a first-year player who was playing at home and is trying to engage with the home audience. Right. It wasn't about showing up the Portland Trailblazers. Right. It was about finding his role on this basketball team.
Yeah.
I hate social media, man.
It's the worst.
I take that back. I just hate Twitter. We'll come back. I love Instagram. It makes my life seem perfect. We'll come back. It's D'Lo. It's Kyle Madsen. We've got more Kings basketball to talk specifically. I want to focus on Keegan Murray. And, of course, we'll get back into the NFL. Big Monday night football game tonight, as they all will be for the San Francisco 49ers. So we're thrilled that you're here with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.